Replenish me. When I say that, what comes up for you? And when's the last time that you've done that? And where do you feel that in your body? Well, this is my invitation to you to explore the four steps of my Replenish Me program, where women learn how to release, restructure, refresh, and rebirth. Showing up in the world, being true to yourself. Only choosing words that honor your values, and only allowing behaviors and people in your life who do the same. Connect with me by reaching out at bit.ly/replenishwithlove and explore Replenish Me. And now for tonight's show. Welcome to the Free to Be Show. I am so excited to have one of my favorite authors and women in my network and to introduce her today. Connie Benjamin is the number one international best-selling author of the book Women with Fire. What a title, right? She's an international speaker and podcast host. After sharing her message from the stage, she realized women entrepreneurs who want to live their purpose through their work without losing their family or themselves needed a system to guide them in how to do it. Connie developed a process called My Fire Within System to help women live their purpose, increase prosperity, and passionate relationships. The My Fire Within system helped Connie fall in love with her husband again, replace her daytime income, and find renewed love in being a stay-at-home mom with her three daughters. Wow. I think we could all benefit from this conversation. Welcome to the show, Connie.
Thank you so much, Cordelia. I am so grateful to be here.
And I'm so happy that you are. So let's just dive into it. I'm really curious, what exactly is your story? And you didn't really fall out of love with your husband, did you?
A little bit. We were like roommates for, I'll tell you all of the juicy details, Cordelia. You ready?
Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, I remember there was a moment where I was standing in broken glass. Now, let me tell you how I got there. So I was working in a job and I loved it. I loved helping people, but my heart longed to be home with my little girl. Like, I wanted to be home with my girl. I wanted to find a way to do that. And on top of that, we were living in an area of town that was unsafe. And so every night I would look down at my little girl and feel that anxiety because, Cordelia, we didn't have enough money to move. And I remember feeling like I have to do something because we have to move. But I knew I needed to start a business, but I knew nothing about business. And so I started learning and reading books and going to events. And finally, I developed enough knowledge to grow my business and to be able to get enough money to move. And I felt like, that's it, I won. I remember going into our new home that day and walking in and I opened the door and my little girl went skipping across the kitchen and running into the backyard and there were trees in the backyard. And I felt like I did it, I won, success. But what I didn't realize is I was actually about to lose what mattered most to me, because I was so busy working in my business that I was disconnected from my husband. We were like roommates, just ships passing in the night. I felt stressed out as a mom. I felt overwhelmed all the time. My health was deteriorating to the point that I actually got pretty sick. And I remember everything came to a head one day when I was in my office. I was late for an interview. I had a million things on my to-do list and I was just feeling so overwhelmed. It's one of those moments where you feel so overwhelmed, you can't even think clearly. And I remember my daughter was having a temper tantrum outside. And I remember picking up a glass and throwing it at the wall and looking down at myself. And I was by myself, just surrounded by pieces of glass. And I remember feeling like that is how I felt. I felt broken and unwhole. And I'm so grateful for that moment because in that moment, Cordelia, I committed to doing whatever it takes to having an incredible family, being in so in love with my husband and creating a business that could support our family and truly support the people I work with. And so that sent me on a quest to figure it out. And luckily I found these principles called FIRE principles. Now I learned them from a mentor, but I had to adjust them and adapt them to a mom building a business from home. And in doing so, I developed the My Fire Within system. And that's why I wrote my book. That's why I've dedicated the last decade to supporting women entrepreneurs with, you know, overcoming self-doubt, overcoming overwhelm so that they can share their message through their work.
Wow, that is an amazing story. And it's funny, sometimes we need that moment where we're physically, we're experiencing the physical manifestation of our inner world, and we can actually see what's happening. That's so powerful, Connie. Thank you for sharing that with us, man. I could feel that when you were like, I threw that jar. Yeah. Wow, I was totally there with you. So you've been doing this now for a decade. So what are some of the things that you've seen with other women you've been working with?
I smile because I just love them. I've seen that a lot of women can identify with my similar path, my similar journey. And although for a lot of women, when they're describing what's going on for them, it's not necessarily a glass, you know, that moment, but it's that feeling of complete overwhelm or that feeling of being disconnected from their partner because they're so busy hustling in their business, or that feeling of feeling the mom guilt. Don't even get me started on the mom guilt, Cordelia, and that feeling of, you know, I can't win when I'm with my kids because I feel guilty I'm not building my business. I can't win when I'm building my business because I feel guilty when I'm not with my kids. It's just this crazy making cycle. And so one of the biggest things that I've noticed from these incredible women is that there's a few things that when they just make a shift, everything changes. And it actually makes me think about this one lady that I was working with. I'll call her Sarah just to protect her, who she is. But I was working with Sarah, and when she first came to me, she was feeling overwhelmed, you know, feeling quite depressed, feeling like she knew she had something to do, a message to share, something more to do, but she was overwhelmed with life, with her corporate job, with feeling disconnected with her husband, with conflict with her kids, feeling that self-doubt, can I really do this? Do I really have something big to offer this world? Because she was just feeling stuck in it. I call it the chaos of life. She was just stuck in that. And so in making a couple shifts and sharing with her some of the My Fire Within system, and specifically a couple principles, oh my goodness, I got on the call with her the next week and she's like, she's lit up, that she's on fire. And that is my favorite thing to see in the entire world, to see these incredible women lit up. So for her, she gets on the call and she's like, Connie, I did your purpose exercise. I know what my purpose is. I get goosebumps just saying it. I know what my purpose is. I'm clear on that. And I've been doing these incredible routines. I'm finally, you know, using the FIRE priorities. I'm putting myself first. I have more energy. I feel happier. I feel excited about life, and I'm connecting with my husband, and we're not fighting anymore. You know, it's not that it's perfect, but we're not having these big arguments. And oh my goodness, she has just maintained that and gotten better and better and better and expanded. And that's what I see. I see that when women align with these principles, they fundamentally change. It's incredible.
That is an amazing story too. So, wow. Well, we're going to take a really brief break, and then we're going to dive right into 3 keys to juggle life and work.
Owning or managing a business can be quite a challenge. You'll need to take advantage of every opportunity and be as competitive as possible. How about a team of experts working for you on your schedule? Allow me to introduce Link to Expert. Link to Expert is a clearinghouse of pre-qualified business consulting professionals available to you at any time, anywhere. You can sort through our directory of experts based on your targeted needs, check out the experts' qualifications, and even watch a video to test drive your candidates. From planning to marketing, sales, legal, and so much more. We have whatever expert you need all in one place. Find someone to take your business to the next level. Save time, money, and eliminate work. Team up with Link to Expert. You can find us online at linktoexpert.com. Link to Expert, connecting executives to experts now.
All right, and we're back. So let's just dive right in, Connie, and tell us, what are the three keys to juggling work and family?
Oh, Cordelia, I'm so excited that you asked this question. I literally get so excited because this is my favorite thing to talk about, because I know this makes a huge shift. So a couple, before I tell you those three keys, I need to share with you, oftentimes what happens is we can feel like we've got, you know, a time management problem or a relationship problem or a kids not listening problem. And usually what's going on is it actually comes down and boils down to these three keys. And when we shift those, that's when we can be more productive, feel more connected with the people we love, and see ourselves as we really are, so we can share a message. So the first key is all about priorities, having our priorities in order in a way that actually uplifts and strengthens us. And I know your message is so powerful about that and in helping women to be free. And we talk about how to set those priorities in order so we can be free. The second one is really about understanding the goal blockers that get in their way. Because often what happens is we have this mission or message, or we have a goal that we want, whether it's in our family or business, and these goal blockers get in the way and we feel like we're off to a great start. You know, January 1st, we're going to be in that gym every single day. And by the time, 2 weeks comes around, nobody's in the gym. And it's because of these goal blockers. And so we just want to kind of lift up the curtain and say, there they are, and we're not letting them get in our way any longer because we're going to know what they are.
And I love that name, goal blockers. That is like so on point.
Awesome. And that's what happens, right? They pop up like these big blockers. I love that. And then the third key is about having fire goals. So knowing how to light our fire, our goals on fire, so we can get lit up and do what we need to do. So if it's all right, can I just dive right in?
Get into it. Yep.
Oh, all right, here we go. So the first thing in terms of priorities, I know we hear that so often, and oftentimes we hear the metaphor of we need to put our own mask on first and all of those things. But in reality, what do we usually do as women in terms of the priorities that we put first? You know, often I ask groups of women and I say, okay, who do you put first? And as you're listening today, I want you to ask yourself, who do you put first in terms of, you know, your kids, your partner, everyone else, your business, yourself, who goes first? And often what women will tell me is, okay, the kids go first, right? And then usually it's everyone else. Usually it's the extended family, friends, business, everyone else, then partner, and then ourselves. And if you think, and by the way, this is why I'm so excited about your message, because you help us turn that around. But one thing that you think about, what does that priority, that kind of natural default priority, what does that do to us? Well, usually it leaves us feeling stressed out, burnt out, overwhelmed, resentful, and frustrated. And I don't know about you, but that has a massive impact in our business, our impact in our ability to feel and receive spiritual messages, our ability to connect with the people we love, and our ability to be confident in our business and make sales and truly support people. So we have to start there. This is not just a good idea. This is foundational to everything else. Is that making sense so far?
100%. It's like, it's totally speaking to the heart of me.
Love it. Thank you so much. Okay. So now when I realized this, I knew that I was feeling really depleted. And I told you that I was so much so that my health was actually very, very at risk. I was down all the time. I had fatigue all the time. I felt quite anxious. I was really in a tough spot and my body was not doing great physically. So I knew that I had to turn things around. Now, oftentimes what happens is when we hear that, sometimes women will tell me, okay, Connie, so what do we do? How do we turn it around? I'm already stressed out, burnt out, frustrated, and overwhelmed. are you really going to give me one more thing to do? Like, I cannot deal with one more thing. And if you're feeling like that right now, I want you to know that you're not alone. I felt like that the exact same time I heard this. And I want you to know that this is actually really simple. It's just a shift. So it's not doing any more than you're doing. It's just shifting what you're doing, the order that you're doing it in, which is really powerful. So how we can shift that so that we can have what I call fire priorities. Oh, I say that word and I just get goosebumps, you know, these priorities on fire, right?
That is like, I can totally feel like my body getting hot and my brain turning on finally, right? Instead of being in that like hazy position. Yeah.
Totally. And that's what happens. We get lit up. So I love it. And that, and it's tangible. It's physical. I love that you describe that, Cordelia. So one of the things that we can do, obviously, in this fire priorities is it's an acronym. I love acronyms because they help us remember. So fire priorities, the first step is to, the F in fire stands for first creator. So whoever that is for you, whether that's Allah or God or creator or universe, whoever that is for you, that higher being that's going to help you, guide you. Because I don't know about you, but I can't do this alone. I don't want to do this alone. I spent years trying to do this alone and it was not pretty. So I need all the help I can get. So that's the first thing. And for lots of women, that can be anything from meditation, prayer, you know, yoga, just talking to the divine, whatever that is. Now, the next thing is the I in fire priorities stands for inspired self-care. And I say inspired self-care, and I mean it. I'm not talking about that stuff we're being dished out in the movies where they've got these cucumber things on their eyeballs. I don't know anybody that does that.
Well, my little girls do it.
Oh, that's adorable. Okay, well, maybe we need to take a page out of their books and do it too. I love that. So, but it's inspired self-care is really about what is something that's going to fill our soul? What fills you up? If that's your sweet little girls with those cucumbers on their eyeballs, I love it. Great. Go for it. If it's yoga, if it's meditation, if it's exercise, if it's a journaling, whatever that is, what is going to fill your soul? And then the R in fire priorities stands for relationship with your partner. And this is one of the big, after a decade of seeing couples come in, this is one of the things that I saw over and over is people, their partnership was getting put last. That was creating a lot of turmoil in themselves, in their relationship and in their business. And if we think that our relationship doesn't impact our business, oh my goodness, man, the stats show us that that is not the case. In fact, Forbes put out a statistic showing that people that are more connected make more money. So like, we need to focus on this. So relationship with your partner. So it could be anything to connect with your partner. And I love you, a holding hands, a hug, anything, giving them a little look of love, whatever that is. And it just takes a moment. And then the E in fire goals stands for engage kids. And engage, I use that word intentionally because it's not about checking our phone and, you know, over the shoulder being like, yeah, I'm listening. Ah, great picture. No, I'm talking about those moments where we truly engage. Now, oftentimes at this point, when I share this with women, sometimes they look at me and say, I do not have time for all of that. Are you kidding me right now? So I want you to know if you felt like that, me too. Don't worry. I got you covered, sister. So how we deal with that is we need to understand one little shift. And that shift is that often with this idea of balance and taking care of ourselves and connecting, I believe that in the world, we've been told a lie. We've been told that it takes big, huge amounts of time to do that. And it doesn't exactly. Cordelia knows this. She's like, uh-oh.
Yeah, I was just like, go ahead and tell them the truth, Connie.
Right? Yes. Because once you figure this out, it is just like life lights up because you realize that it's really about pure moments. It's really about these moments in time. So I'll give you an example. So my husband, I learned this principle. And I was feeling stressed out, Cordelia. I had a million things going on in my day. I was frantically trying to clean up the kitchen, which looked like a bomb hit it. And so I was in the morning doing dishes, trying to get ready for my day. I had a meeting right away. I was stressed out. But my husband, he walked behind me and he was about to go to work. And I was about to turn over my shoulder and go, bye, honey, have a good day, like I normally did. But I remembered this principle. So I grabbed a dish towel, dropped the dish first. Don't worry. Grabbed the dish towel, ran to the door. My husband, Andy, had his hand on the doorknob and he was about to turn the door to walk out for his day. And I grabbed that boy by the shirt collar and I kissed him within an inch of his life. And I saw his little butterfly eyelashes going and he looked up at me like, oh, you're amazing. And he looked up and asked me, what was that for? And I said, I love you and I hope you have an amazing day. And I smacked his butt on the way out the door.
Oh my goodness, totally naughty.
Right? But you know what happened? He texted me throughout the day saying, I love you so much. What can I do for you? I just love you. You're the best. How much more productive was he in his day?
Yeah.
Like, you should have seen him walk out the door, Cordelia. He looked like he, have you ever seen those camping pumps where you pump up the air mattress? His chest was puffed up. He's got that man strut walking out the door. He is the man. And for me, I felt so loved. I felt so supported and I was on fire within my business.
That's so good, Connie. I love that story. And you know, there's a couple of things. I would just want to break that down a little bit. So like, with our spouse, right, and with our children, it really matters to give your full body attention. That's the first thing that I'm hearing, okay? And that physical, that's more than just a physical connection when you actually touch all the parts that you know light up your partner, right? And the same thing with our kids. I know, like, with my baby girls, especially the littlest one, right? She comes to knock on my door and I get down on my knees. Then I open the door so that I'm looking her in the eye, right? And for all you mothers, like Connie just told you, that don't have time, that took me about 1 second. And she's always like surprised, even though I've been doing it her all 6 years, she's like, oh, you're guys. Mommy, and then she tells me whatever it is she's there for. So powerful. Yeah,
I love that story. That is such a great example. It just takes a moment. It just takes a moment. This morning I was blow drying my hair and I knew I needed to be ready for this conversation, and I was getting ready and my little girls came in, and Cordelia, I love that story that you shared because it really does take a moment. I grabbed my blow dryer and I started blow drying the kids, and all of a sudden they're both giggling, and then I took the blow dryer and I just put it down the back of their shirts and they're just hysterically laughing, right? Just a moment. That's all it takes.
Yeah. And then, you know, I'm sure this is not the behavior, right, that you've probably done because you've been married so long. But, you know, to just go back to those little honeymoon moments before kids moments, right? Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Wow. That's really powerful. So thank you for sharing that. I took some notes. Just so we can be reminded what the FIRE stands for, right? So F is for the creator first, you know, having that connection with the divine, whatever that is for you. I is inspired self-care, and that's really about what fills up your soul. And then R, I think we just really drove home the point for R, relationship with your partner and just all the tiny little things, you know, the things that light up your partner, you know, and just take a moment and do that. And then the E is for engage kids. And of course, we just shared some cute little ways you can take a moment for that also. So we're going to be right back and talk about all the ways you can connect with Connie and all the different ways you can benefit from being part of her program. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
so now we're back. So Connie, I love your program. I love the actionable steps and implementable things you shared today. But for our listeners and viewers, I'm pretty sure, you know, once they do that, they're going to have a then what moment. So then what, Connie?
I love that. And that's so true. And I can relate to that. You get going and implementing it and it's going well and you think, okay, I'm ready for that next step. Absolutely. So I would love to support your incredible listeners. There's a couple ways that we can do that. One is a free event that I have called Mompreneur Empowered Online Event, which I'm so excited that Cordelia is part of that amazing event. And our conversation was amazing. And that is, I brought together literally the top world experts in women's business, mindset, sales, all of these things to have these conversations. So that's free. They can just, you know, reserve a free spot there. So you can do that at just by going to www.myfirewithin.com/mompreneur. Again, that's www.myfirewithin.com/mompreneur. Or feel free to reach out with me and connect with me on social media. I'm on Facebook. I love meeting incredible women, and I'd love to support you with your next step.
Beautiful. Yes. And she has an amazing and very active Facebook group, right? Because how often do we join a Facebook group and there's like nothing happening? But Connie is engaged, and she has the most inspiring and loving responses to your posts. So yes, definitely find her group on Facebook. And I'll be posting all the links below this video and with this podcast. So are there, like, what's the number one takeaway from what you shared today that you would like to send our listeners off with?
The number one takeaway that I'd love to share is that I know that you have something incredible to do in this life. I know it with every ounce of my being, in your family, in your work, with yourself. And one of the biggest things that we can do to do that is to implement those FIRE priorities that we talked about. When implemented correctly, that's going to help you to have more energy, to be able to connect with your family, to be able to build your business, and to be lit up with your message so you can share that message that you have for someone. Because I promise you, someone is waiting for your message. They're waiting for your story. They're waiting for what you have to share.
So powerful. Yes, absolutely. So thank you so much, Connie, for being here. And for those of you who listened and watched today, if you benefited, guess what? Sharing is caring. And so share this with someone and pour into their heart and help them to find their fire within. Thank you so much, and good night.